And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
A lot of people watching Maths, okay? It is, I'm pretty sure, the number one show in that time slot.
Do you know, Carly and I have just really recently started watching it.
Mm.
And it's because Carly will watch it and I will walk into the room and I'll sit down and so, and then I'll get...
sucked in?
I'll get enraged. I'll get wild because I've never seen a bigger collection of turds on the TV at one time. How did they get so many turds in the one show?
It's like just... I mean, you might think that you're horrible, right? But then you watch this behaviour and you're like, Jesus Christ.
And I said
Is this a real person?
I said to Carly last night that about the turds. I said, like, how is that? And Carly's like, I think this might just be people. I think
it might be people.
This is what people are like.
It might be people. I'm not sure. But one of the couples that everyone's talking about is Sandy and Dan. Okay. Now, Sandy basically did not have the support of her family or friends. And, she had some friends there, but her family basically said, if you go on this, we kind of don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
And she's of Indian descent. And so she's never had a partner and she's taken on a lot to go on this show and try and find love. And she's been paired up with Dan, who is an absolute POS.
So she is beautiful, both inside and out. Gorgeous woman and, like, just seems so lovely.
Mm.
And he is a big-nosed turd.
And the thing is, he's been hiding that. They haven't really given him a villain edit or anything. Mm. And we've only just kind of seen these colours coming out, right?
Mm.
So we've been seeing he goes on six-hour runs. He leaves in the morning, doesn't come back for 6 hours. He's like, she's like, where have you been? Like, I want to hang out with you. And he's like, it's me time and you have you time. And I don't like that you choose to spend your time on the couch because I'm out running and at the gym.
Yeah. You chose to spend. Well, I didn't know when you were coming back.
Yeah, he's an absolute pain.
He's a man child.
Just
that's what he is.
A stain.
A man child.
Anyway, and then so this ended up happening last night. So Evelyn is another bride.
Mm.
She has asked Sandy to come out into the hallway. She's got some tea.
Over the weekend, some of the husbands went out to drink. Rupert butt-dialed me. He pocket-dialed me.
Mm-hmm.
I could hear the conversations between a couple of the boys very clearly. And they weren't saying very nice things about their wife, particularly Dan.
Surprise.
Yeah, Sandy ended up in tears.
Is Rupert a bear? Is there a bear?
Oh, I love the name Rupert. Yeah, he's a bit of he's terrified of Evelyn because she is gorgeous. Anyway, and it got me thinking about the butt dial, right?
Yeah.
Number one, do we believe that this actually, I mean, do you think butt dials are easy nowadays?
No, I think they're quite difficult to do.
Mm.
It's been a long time.
Butt dial, whatever.
Yeah.
See, I thought the same. But I'm surprised that you, Tom, haven't received one of Contamuscus's famous butt dials because he doesn't have a password on his phone.
Oh, yeah.
And do you know how many calls I get where I just speak to his butt?
Dad.
And I'm screaming. And you know when someone calls you
and
sometimes you can't hang up for some reason or it just keeps calling you back?
Oh,
and it's like, I've hung up the phone, so that should be it. No, Dad's calling me. I'm thinking, oh, he's calling to say sorry. And it's just, I could just hear him. And I'm just like, mate. So I sent him a message. Hey, can you tell your butt to stop calling me? And then the phone calls and I think, oh, yeah, great. It's his butt again. I've never known anyone to make so many butt dialing calls. So if you think this is fake, like me, just know it might be the Maths producers. It might be an old guy's butt. I don't know.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
My wife, Dodsy, the beautiful Dodsy. The wonderful Dodsy.
Definitely the cool one in the couple.
Yeah.
Just knows how to just get to me and how to really, really mess with my mind.
Yeah.
So Dodsy's an accountant, very, very clever, does all of our, you know, tax stuff and prepares stuff, BAS statements, all that sort of stuff. So it's wonderful marrying an accountant. that can be a little boring sometimes, accountants, but Dodsy's definitely not that.
No.
But we also do, every couple of months, I go through all of our bank statements and our credit cards and that and put it in a spreadsheet just to see how our costs are travelling, but also as a little bit of a triple check on everything that goes on in the big wide world these days.
You have to fill it into a spreadsheet? Oh, that's a God. New world. One Tom and I are not aware of.
I fell asleep while you were saying
Come on, Tommy. It's important you do this. With all these frauds and everything going on, you got to check your statements.
Yeah. I guess probably we don't have as much going out and coming in. As, there's not as much going on.
So I can tell when there's money moving.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Offshore accounts. Now, let's talk about...
Are they a tax write-off? Did they come out of Sweden?
Cayman Islands.
Like every 2 months, go through everything, put it all in, check it all off. It's a way of, you know, just double, triple checking everything like that. And I like to get it done.
Yeah.
When I sit down to do it, I get it done. Mm. So what Dodsy does, our process is, she prints off all the credit card statements, bank statements that relate to those couple of months that I'm doing.
Yep.
And then I sit down when I have a spare afternoon just before the kids get home, whatever it is, and I punch it out. And then it's done. And it's this really... It's a weight off my shoulders. It's a cleansing feeling.
Cut the Northos while you're doing it?
Yeah, I cut loose with a couple of Northos in a little martini glass.
Do you care about the deforestation of the planet?
Yeah, I
did
think that seems like a
bank statement.
Yeah, seems like a waste of paper.
You
but
can
anyway,
do it online.
There's not much paper
involved. Sure, yeah. Every 3 months, you said? Giant wads being printed.
Wads.
But this time around, and Dodsy does it all the time, so it can't be an accident. It is not a coincidence. I get the back, start working away, punching me in there. Yeah. I got that one. And it's quite tedious, but it's just a process I like to do. Always, there's one page missing from one of the random, like a credit card statement or our savings account statement or whatever it might be. She'll always leave one page out. So I get to the end, I'm like, I'm done. And I realize, hang on, where was November's statement for this credit card?
Yeah.
And it's not there. So I can never, ever be completely finished on that day. And I'll be ringing, you're missing November's credit card. Where is it? She goes, did I do that again? My brain almost explodes because I need to finish the task.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yes.
Is this, I mean, you said Dodsy is an accountant, it's a little boring or whatever, but you're filling in the sheet and then it's like, there's a page missing, and you call her and she's like, oh, I'm sorry, Cameron, I've missed this page. And you're like, well, I'll come and get it.
You're a naughty. Where are you? You're a very naughty accountant.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
There was this article last week about two mates and a night out in Suffolk. Okay, so we go on to Suffolk for this one, Tom.
England.
Thank you. You don't get that sound often, Lee. It's normally only a 6 o'clock hour sound, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
I also mispronounced an English town at the start of the show. We're doing a break about Gavin Stacey, and then I spoke to Ed from St. Albans Park. He corrected it for me, and I didn't then correct it on air. So it's Billericay, guys. There's a bit of callback to an hour and a half ago.
It's good to be on the record with these things.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's Maisie and Harriet. They sound like a lot of fun, right? They're teenage gals, and they have been delighted with this innovative... Yeah, that's a word. Strategy. I said it right?
Yeah, you did it right.
But over there, it's cold, right? Some places don't have cloakrooms. That sucks, you know what I mean? Or they do have cloakrooms and they're very expensive.
Oh, okay.
So when you've got some jackets and stuff like that and you're out at the club or the pub, you don't want to be holding a big bulky jacket, do you?
Well, also famously, £1 is 75 Australian dollars.
Well, it is, you know what I mean? Mm. So they came up with this hack. They're like, in the toilets, there was this little area where the tile came off. So we shoved our jackets in there and put the tile on.
Oh,
and then we thought, we'll just come back at the end of the night, get the jackets out, free cloakroom.
It was like a hole in the wall behind the tile.
Yeah. Kind of. They moved the tile. I don't know how they knew.
I know we've done a lot of this gear this week already, but you got yourself a hole in the wall, you got yourself a club room. Sorry.
That should be a new segment.
Yeah.
You've got a...
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, they said when we went to the toilet, we, at the end of the night... We were like, oh, no, someone's taken our coat.
Of course they have. No one's supervising
it. And they went to the bartender and they're like, has anyone handed in a coat? Dot, dot, dot. I mean, who cares what happens after that? Because the point I want to bring up is a free cloakroom.
Ah.
Yeah, but okay. It's not a free cloakroom if you lose your cloak.
Did they find... Oh, I do care. Well, now I'm invested. Do they get their jackets back?
Mate, hang on there.
Okay.
Hang on.
You've hooked me.
I've hooked you? They found the coats.
Oh, good.
They cost about £30 each. Okay. So someone had said, hey, there's coats in the wall. They gave it to staff. Beautiful. Right, staff kept them.
Yeah.
You know, they could have said, hey, pay us for the cloakroom. We see what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
But I think they just thought they had lost the coats.
In the wall.
Yeah. I've actually done this before.
What, you pull back a tile in a pub toilet?
Yes, but no.
Okay.
No, I haven't. I used to frequent the Perseverance Hotel.
Right.
In Brunswick.
That's a really suggestive name as a hotel.
The Perseverance.
Yeah. Just like, keep at it. You'll be right.
Yeah. Well, that's how I felt every Friday to Sunday. And there was a bar in the middle. Have you been there before?
I know the Perseverance.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you walk in, right? Dance floor to the left. And then there's sort of a bar right in the middle of the venue that connects kind of the other room. So there's like a sitting area, there's like a pool table area, and the bar is in the middle and connects it all. Now, above the bar, obviously there's staff working in between that rectangular bar, but above they hang all the drinks and stuff like that. Yeah. So there's like a cage where all the drinks are, right? And one time they said, oh yeah, the cloakroom's $12. And I didn't have $12.
Not to put my jacket down.
No. But... So I got my tall mate, Benny, and I said, Benny, want to just throw this on the top of the cage for me at the bar? So we ordered a drink. When the guy turned around, we threw the jacket out there.
Amazing.
And then at the end of the night, I was like, Benny, can you grab that jacket for me? Grab the jacket for me. The bar guy saw me and he's like, ah, you ragamuffin.
Yeah.
And I was like, I am a ragamuffin.
Was he impressed?
Very.
That's cool.
It
well
is
done.
A bit of a hazy memory, I'll admit.
Yeah.
A lot of smoke in there. But I had a really, really great idea and I thought, I will try that again.
That's a hack.
That is a hack.
That's
now, I don't know if other people should do it. I mean, that might be, you know, a safety issue.
Yeah,
I'm not encouraging it. I'm just saying.
Fire risk.
I was amazed at my
own. Was it dusty up there?
Nah, who cares?
Imagine your tour mate left. What are you doing then? Climbing
then
up
I
the
just,
bus.
You're jumping up and down.
I've got ways.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold. Your popcorn, kids. It's Tom, Lingy, and Luggies. I feel seen on K-Rock and Action.
Okay, how does this work, Log?
So what happens? You two will act out scene from a movie. Could be any movie, could be any time. Hopefully not a silent movie, because then that doesn't leave much for me to guess.
I did threaten that one time.
You did. I will guess the movie if I guess it right. I'm correct. If I guess it wrong, well, that's okay. We always play again next week. And the movies, sometimes they're comedy, sometimes they're drama, sometimes they're something in between, but it's also a magical role that you two play and I enjoy every single week on rotation when it is both of you acting out.
We do rotate through, that's right.
At the end of the acting, you will say, and scene! And I will know that the acting has ended and that you are both back in your bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Are we ready?
I think we're ready. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, here we go.
Hey, careful with that. That's the most powerful trank gun on the market. Got her in Mexico.
Cool.
Yeah, it's cool. They say it can puncture the skin of a rhino from a hundred... Yes! That's awesome!
What?
You just took one in the jugular, man!
What? I did.
Yes!
Oh my god! Is this bad?
You better pull that out, man! That's not cool!
Wait. What? Pull what out?
You got a dart in your neck, man.
You're crazy, man. I like you, but you're crazy.
And same.
Yes, love it. It is old school.
Well done,
and it's amazing. I was there with you.
They say it can puncture the skin of a rhino from a hundred.
Ow!
Oh. Yes! That's awesome!
It's such a good movie.
I got so distracted laughing and watching that video, sourcing that audio, that I was late bringing Beck in from the newsroom. Yeah. That's how much I loved it.
It was awesome, guys. Love both of your acting there. Tops. Top movie choice. Top acting. 5 out of 5.
I feel seen. Returns next week.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
All right. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We are 4 days removed from something happening. And, oh, God, it still burns. And I think about it and I see it play out when I close my eyes.
Oh, I hate those moments in life. The cringe.
So what, like 3 nights later? So Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night. So it was like 4 nights later sort of. Last night, and I was lying in bed not able to get to sleep because I was like, oh, God.
I hate those.
Oh, God.
Give it to us.
Saturday morning, we were down Paco, just checking out the scene. Paco Festa.
Paco Festa, yeah,
2023.
Nice. Lots of people.
Yeah, heaps of people. We were there early, though, because we'd come straight from ballet. And we were just having a bit of a, doing a lap. We sort of went from, what's that park down near the Gordon Ave there? Near Darling West.
Yep. Just near Geelong West Bowls Club? Is that sort of that little area?
No, I don't know where that is.
Yep.
So it's where you turn Autumn Street. From the shell and yep. then you turn and there's yep. that little yep. park right there. Yep.
And then so all the way up to Barking Dog and then all the way back, right? And we had already had our coffees for the morning, so we're like, oh, you know, we won't get another coffee. And so we sort of wandered up and we got as far as I said, Barking Dog area. And then we realised, oh, the sort of the stalls are ending and it's moving into setting up for the parade
yep.
territory. We're walking around floats now. Let's turn around and go back.
Yeah.
As we're coming back, it's like, oh, I could probably go another coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just quickly duck in and grab one from somewhere. So Carly had the girls and she said, I'll wait outside. And I was, I'll go in. So I went in to Sodi. Do you know Sodi Cafe?
Probably.
Good cafe.
Probably by looks.
It's about halfway up Paco.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they do a good coffee. Lovely people. Thanks for having us, guys, on Saturday morning.
Were they doing international roast for the day?
That would have been hilarious and amazing. And I would have paid $6.50 yeah. for that.
Yeah.
Which is the going rate on Paco at the moment. So, no, I don't know how much the coffees were because I wasn't paying attention. And what I need to say is sorry to particularly one lady who was working at Sodi.
Oh, why?
On Saturday morning because I did something and, well, it rocked me for the rest of, obviously, the week. I hope it hasn't rocked her in such a similar fashion.
Oh.
I don't think it will have.
Oh, no.
I think she's okay. She's rocking her overalls that are shorts. She knows what she's doing.
Mm.
I, however, am an idiot. I did the one thing that I pride myself on never doing. I made such a tit of myself that I actually wanted the earth to open up and just swallow me whole. I was waiting to be served. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
On one side of the coffee machine, I've said hi to a lady who's making coffees and she's like, oh, just down the other end there. So I've like shuffled along the counter, and there's overall standing behind the register waiting to see me,
yeah.
waiting to serve me. And she goes, hi. And I say, good, thanks.
Oh. Oh.
Yes.
And then she looks at me and I look at her and go, huh. I mean, hi.
Yeah.
Can I have, you know, cappuccino and almond flat white and also please shoot me in the face. And I have thought about that moment probably every 15 minutes since.
And do you know what? I bet you she has too. She laughed and laughed and laughed and she called you hat guy.
Yeah.
And she kept saying the whole day, hey, hat guy came in and gave me a good thanks.
Yeah. I said hi. He said good thanks.
Knock off drinks after they've closed or sitting around laughing at me. Laugh it up.
Carrot.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
It is your your birthday.
It
your
is.
41st. I keep saying it.
It's not his first birthday. It's his 41st birthday.
41st birthday.
Thank you. And so you know how I know it's my birthday? Mm-hmm. Because I've just received an email from our friends at the Sporting Globe and I have a $25 credit.
Wowee.
If I order on my app.
There you go. We like to give you some gifts too, don't we?
Well, as you enter a new year of your life and as you head in towards your 42nd year of living here, you're yes. now 41 years old, we think it's time that you perhaps get the opportunity to experience new things, maybe do a little bucket list thing, you know, just those incredible experiences you haven't yet had in your first 41 years.
Because, yeah.
Let's do something new.
Does you that don't mean? Know. This might be your last year. Hopefully not. But, you know, you want to make sure that you're here living life.
Whoa.
And we must say we're on Facebook Live as well. So for anyone that wants to jump on there, you'll be able to see all the fun and festivities.
What's happening in the studio. Mm. So I'm expecting somewhere maybe Adam and Jeff from Bells Beach Brewing to pop in. And
well, amazing that you said that because we have Adam from Bells Beach Brewing right here.
You
come
are
in,
here?
Adam. Come in.
Oh, my
Lucky.
God. I was so certain you weren't here.
Oh, beautiful.
That was perfect, Tommy.
Now, Adam, you can set yourself up on that microphone there. Welcome again. I mean, you've been here for every birthday that Tom's had.
Morning, guys. Yeah, good to be back.
Oh, mate.
I can't believe it was a year ago.
Yeah, I can't believe it either. My 40th, you were here. You guys obviously did that Lewis Lager beer for me, and it was one of the greatest moments of my life. And so I was just having a cheeky dig saying, mentioning you, and again, but you're here.
Here you
I can't believe you're here.
We know how much you love beer, and of course, you love the Bells Beach Brewing beers.
Yes.
As you mentioned. But you were so kind last year, Log. You organised with Adam and the team to have those Lewis Lagers and everything. Mm. It was all happiness. It was all joy.
I know.
This year, there's a little catch to it.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Don't bring jeopardy into it.
There's a little bit of a catch. Lingy, you've got... Well, we've got a wheel behind you, behind Adam there, and it needs an explanation on it. Are you able to stick that explanation on the wheel now? Because, once again, we really want you to do something that is going to just kick off this year in the best way possible. And really just get you to tick that box and say, I did that. That's what I did.
I don't know. Not the shoey wheel.
Shoey wheel.
Oh. Welcome to the shoey wheel.
Oh, no. I'm out. I mean, I love your beers, mate, but I don't... Why would I ruin such beautiful beer with a shoe?
So Harry Styles did it the other day at a concert. You raged against it and said how disgusting it was. You'll never do a shoey. Adam, even your delicious beers will make a shoey magnificent, won't it?
Oh, absolutely. Sterilise it. Get rid of all the aroma.
Yep. Hey, speaking of aroma, this is a thing. The wheel is here because we need to choose what shoe.
No!
You'll be doing
no!
The shoe out of, the shoey out of. Now, Cara's got one. I'll let you go get that one, Cara.
Okay.
Lingy's also got one. Lingy,
I've organised one, so this is one of the...
No!
Cara's dancing boots.
Cara's, it is the party pub boot that Cara has worn.
Oh, my
Basically,
God.
Basically, for how long, Cara? Oh. Cara from sales. This is...
10 years.
10 years.
Something around dirty pub gigs in there.
Yeah. 10 years of dirty pub gigs. Okay.
It's a das boot style boot.
It's like a riding sort of boot.
It's a 10-year-old boot. Also on the wheel is one of my footy boots. worn in a game.
Yeah, is that game worn?
Absolutely.
Oh, no.
And then the other option, my sneaker that I use for sneaking and also gardening and the like.
Gardening.
So, you know, we've got three here. You're not going to know which shoe is on the board. They're just colour-coded. So what we need to do is spin the wheel. But, Tom... We're going to do that next.
Okay.
And you're going to do your very first shoey.
No, Adam, how about you and I make a run for it, okay? We'll grab the beers and we'll get out of here. Arrgh!
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It'd be nice if you could experience this weekend. I mean, it is your birthday, but... Bacteria might get inside you.
Well, that's what I'm worried about. Mm. It was very vocal about my disdain for the shoey and my sort of confusion as to why it's a thing and why we make particularly internationals who come here and, you know, do gigs or whatever, do a shoey and they think it's like, oh, it's the way they fit in.
Mm.
And we decided that being your birthday, it's time for you to experience the joy that these internationals who come here up on stage, whatever it might be, at motor racing, they experience it by doing a shoey.
Yeah.
But we've given you a choice of shoes to do a shoey with.
Is it a choice, though? You've got a selection, but yeah. Do I make the choice?
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
You have some delicious beer, Adam from Bells Beach Brewing. Thank you for coming in again.
My pleasure, Loggie.
And that should make you feel better, Tom.
Yeah. I'm. That's the best part about this.
Focus on the beer, not the vessel in which it will sit.
Yeah. All right.
Which is one of my match-worn footy boots.
Yeah, and I have a dirty sneaker that I use for gardening and also just sneaking, getting it around. And Cara has her famous party pub boot that goes from ankle to knee.
It's like a yard glass, isn't it? Is that sort of so Ads, what beers have you brought in for us today?
So we've got a pina colada sour.
Ooh,
okay.
Nice. That's a birthday vibe. No, yeah.
TS4 session NEPA.
Okay.
All the hop carrots, but less alcohol.
Yeah, 3.5%. Well, I won't waste my time.
Fresh out of the fermenter, new batch of Raglan.
Raglan haze. That's my draw.
Okay, right. You can choose the beer. That's fine.
Can I? Oh, great.
You can't choose the shoe.
Now the thing is, we also must say we are on Facebook Live,
yes.
And of course, as always, drink responsibly. But now is the time to spin the wheel.
Oh, God.
Spin
okay.
Tommy, go and spin it.
You can spin it. You can get Adam to spin it if you want, Tom, but it's up to you. Spin that wheel. We're going to find out which colour corresponds to which shoe.
Okay, yeah. So to paint the picture, blue, yellow, or orange. I'm going to guess that orange is Lingy.
We'll see, Tommy. We'll
don't
see.
Forget to watch on Facebook Live. What's it going to be? Yell out the colour, Tom, when you see it.
Is it the boot? Is it the gardening shoe? Is it the footy boot? What have we got, Tommy?
Is this rigged to land on orange? No.
It is.
Orange!
It's on orange.
Here, I've got the orange. I'll give it to Adam. Adam, you can announce what he will be drinking out of his first shoey.
It's the footy boots.
Yeah!
Oh, match-worn footy
boots. It's the footy boots. All right, now is the time. Tom, you have your protection there, your protection towel. Lingy, give him the footy boots.
Magnificent footy boots.
Okay, so one thing to note, right on the heel there, there's a little hole. There's like, so if I try and drink, it's going to run down my chin.
You can drink
it
out of the hole.
Please don't drink it out of the hole. Drink it out of the big hole. But this is Tom's chance to increase your life joy.
Yes, yeah. Antibacterial wipe. Have you cleaned it out? Did someone clean it out?
No, I don't think you can. I don't think you can eat bacterial wipe. So don't put that on. We have not.
I will take my chances with an antibacterial wipe as opposed to the bacteria from Lingy's toe jam.
No, sorry, mate. That's not how you do a shoey. Okay, do it properly.
Then when Harry Styles jumped up on stage, he didn't get a little bacterial.
It was his
wipe
shoe.
And
it was his shoe.
Doesn't matter. Now's the time to do your birthday shoey.
All right.
What beer are we going with again?
All right, we're going with Raglan Hazy, aren't we?
Raglan Hazy.
Right, here we go.
Here we go. Shoo-wee. Oh, Adam is filling up the boots.
It does look delicious.
It's a full can.
Don't forget, you can watch this on Facebook Live.
Happy birthday, Tommy.
Happy
Just
birthday.
Really enjoy
Thanks,
it.
Your shoe is going to be ruined.
Here we go.
I'm going through the hole. Here we go.
Don't spill any on the desk.
Doing it.
He is loving every second of this shoey, doing it through the tiny little hole at the back.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that hole is for.
I didn't. To let all the sweat get out.
Yeah, all the sweat in there. Did you do it?
Yep.
Yay!
A little bit left over, but...
Are you sure you don't want to really just get the aromas of the shoe and go round
just
two?
Do the sommelier thing.
Give it a swirl.
Yeah, give it a swirl.
I've got beer down me front. Is that bag that Carlia sent a spare T-shirt?
Yes, it is a spare T-shirt. I said, Carlia, can you please pack some extra clothes for Tom? It's his first shoey. I don't know how he's going to go.
Amazing.
But you've done well.
Amazing. Thank you.
Bravo.
Look, it itself wasn't as bad. Thank you for setting that up, guys. It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be in itself. The beer made a big difference. It was delicious.
Excuse me.
You can play a song if you want and come back.
The mental game, though, is now what will bother me for the rest of... rest of
time. How many games did you play in that one again, Lingy?
246.
Someone get this man some new boots.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
And Adam from Bells Beach Brewery. Popping in. Thanks for coming in, mate, and supplying the liquid that I did my first shoey with.
You did. Bravo, mate. You did a good job.
Yeah. We're very proud of you. Of course, thanks. Lingy, Adam and I organised this for your
41st. That's a full disclosure.
It's really hard.
We had the spinning wheel. It was a choice of Loggy's gardening sneakers, Cara's dancing boots.
Huge, by the way.
Yeah, it was like a knee-high riding boot.
Yeah.
And it was. She said she bought it on eBay too. So
and she
it was,
parties hard.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't use your vegan Doc Martens.
Never.
Made of rice paper.
Well, there's that. That's
so they'll dissolve.
You eventually did your shoey out of one of my footy boots.
Yeah.
Magnificently done, by the way.
Do you know how many people would pay for the privilege to do that?
Do we put him out of his misery?
Yeah. So I just want to let you know that the other two shoes were very well worn.
Yeah.
But Lingy?
I ensured that I got a pair of footy boots that haven't been worn before.
Oh, that's for... Oh!
I couldn't do it to you. I could not.
We couldn't do it to you. Oh, we couldn't do it.
I rubbed the scoby again.
Yes. It's like the scoby. It's like the pottery that you did to me. It's like we got you, but we didn't get you that bad. So you are safe. You are safe.
I rubbed a bit of dirt on the bottom and made it look as though they were game worn, but I couldn't do it to you.
I thought they were quite clean for match worn boots.
Yeah. I knew the other day when you were raging about shoeys and how disgusted you were, I thought, we can't make him do a worn footy boot.
I know. And of course,
so much better.
We had to get the best ale there is in the actual boot. And Adam, thank you so much for providing that. You've got an event coming up.
Yeah, Scott and I from Valhalla and Bells Beach Brewing are promoting a small beer festival in Geelong called Hop Along Geelong. It's like a pub crawl between our venue in Look Mallet Street and his venue in Union Street. 6 venues, 12 breweries, 24 beers.
Yeah.
Cool.
Between 12 and 6 on the 1st of April. Be a cracking day out.
No April Fools. We were talking about this off air. It's a legit thing.
It's a legit thing. Yeah, honestly, no question. We turn up and it'll be there.
We're playing the long game with you, Tom. It's the big sting. You're going to rock up and we're going to be like, ah!
Hey, guys, I'm ready to go. Excellent. And will there be some special brews from the breweries along the way?
So each of the breweries will bring one core beer and one thing special for that they'll launch at the festival. So everyone's going to try something new on the day.
Excellent. And it's called Hop Along.
Hop Along Geelong.
Did you come up with that one, Adzi?
I think it was really Scott that came up with that.
I like it.
Yes. And where do we get tickets?
Go online, go to hopalonggeelong.com.au and you buy tickets online from there.
Yeah, perfect. I found it on Insta too, so you can follow them there. Thanks for coming in, mate. It's always a good day, Luna.
Great to see you guys.
Yeah.
Guys.
All right. Happy birthday.
Thanks, guys.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.